Public Health Sudbury and Districts, PHSD, has reported 14 new cases of COVID-19 in the local jurisdiction for October 7. The health unit is also reporting there are 62 active cases being monitored. This is the highest number of active cases in the Sudbury jurisdiction since May. Also, since the PHSD began tracking COVID-19 cases just over 19 months ago, there have been 2,490 total COVID-19 cases confirmed locally. PHSD also said 2,428 of those cases are now resolved. There are also 1,216 cases that are confirmed or presumed to be positive for variants of concern, an increase of 7 new cases in the past 24 hours. The details were outlined on the PHSD website. As for the possible location of the new cases, PHSD said 13 new cases were reported to have occurred in Greater Sudbury, and one new case in the Rural Sudbury District. With respect to the possible causes, PHSD reported one case related to close contact of a confirmed case, one case that was travel-related, 4 new cases with known epidemiological link and 8 more cases under investigation. PHSD also reported general demographics each day about the ages of people who are becoming infected. Epidemiological data showed that the majority of local cases are persons in the 20 to 39 age category with 847 total cases, an increase of 9 new cases. The next highest number was 623 cases for the 19 and under age group, an increase of 1. The next highest group number was 600 cases for the 40 to 59 age group, an increase of 2. Seniors in the 60 to 79 age group amounted to 317 cases total, an increase of 2. People aged 80 and over are currently the lowest category with 99 cases, no increase. Note: the numbers above might not correspond to other numbers being reported because the health unit does not report fresh numbers daily as they happen. Some of the numbers are delayed. With respect to COVID-19 testing, PHSD said there have been 296,273 total tests carried out locally since the pandemic began, an increase of 832 in the past 24 hours. With respect to new vaccinations, the health unit reported there have been 259,300 total accumulated vaccines given in the local jurisdiction. This also includes 120,298 to those who are fully vaccinated. The health unit has also reported several local outbreaks and several recent exposure risks. The details can be found on the daily COVID summary page. Also, at Sudbury's Health Sciences North, as of October 7, there were 3 patients with confirmed COVID-19 at the hospital, said the hospital website. One patient was in the intensive care unit. In addition to this, there were 7 admitted patients being tested for COVID-19. HSN said one of the 7 patients being tested had been admitted to the ICU, intensive care unit. On the provincial COVID-19 roster today, the Ontario government daily website reported 587 newly confirmed COVID-19 cases across the province. Also today, the province reported 6 new COVID-19 deaths. An earlier version of this story included incorrect information that the case count hadn't been as high since February. That has been corrected.